want us to think back about the question of prose. So if we're writing for our committee, we want to think about reader-based prose. Now, making this as a distinction between writer-based prose. And this is something that writing scholars have been talking about for decades. And in fact, even in the business communication world, they have a concept called U attitude, which emphasizes this idea. So can anybody help me formulate what do we think we mean is the difference between reader-based prose and writer-based prose?
I would imagine that reader-based prose would be more accessible to people that are not familiar with whatever your topic or discipline is.
It could be, and certainly it would be people who don't necessarily know how to read your mind or know what your own intuitive leaps might be, right? So a lot of times writer-based prose is what we might be doing when we're throwing down our ideas. We read it, we usually remember what we meant. We usually can make those connections. But sometimes we're thinking primarily in terms of our own understanding. We aren't thinking about who's reading this and for what purposes. We might be thinking, oh, I'm thinking about an idea. This is what people might say. This is what I'm trying to say. So it's more of an expressive mode, right? It's me putting something out there. I'm going to suggest with this kind of work that you're doing, graduate projects, it's a public work. It's you entering the scholarly conversation. So you are certainly important, but you want to make sure that you are engaging your audience. Now, that's going to be most particularly emphasized by the usually three people who might be on your committee. They represent your field. They represent the readers in that larger community. So one of the things to think about in terms of reader-based prose pragmatically is, have these been faculty members you've had in classes before? Could you maybe guess some of their own expectations about things like writing style, citational practices? Like for me, I can say that if a student submits even a draft that just has hyperlinked bibliographies, I start getting irritated because if I see, it doesn't have to be in perfect format, but if I see the name of the journal, the volume and issue, the name of the scholar, I'm going to already have some sense of what's going on with the bibliography. Hyperlinks, I'm going to have to click on each one. So again, that's my personal preference. So graduate students working on projects with me would know they need to be including some more pertinent details for me. And again, individual faculty members will have those kinds of preferences that are different. So again, if you've had those faculty in classes, it's also something that's well worth talking about with your director, your advisor, maybe even your full committee early on in the process. So what does your advisor expect? So some people are open to exploratory drafts. They're willing to have those early brainstorming conversations. You can send me 5 pages of ideas. They can be roughly framed, and then we'll have conversations. Some advisors like to have more fully polished sections, right? Some advisors might want to see a whole chapter at a time. Some might want you to have conversations, and then in terms of writing, want you to submit a full draft. So when we're thinking about reader and writer-based prose, part of it is what are the expectations of this particular reader? And this is a high-stakes situation. I mean, right, this is your culminating experience. So you want to make sure you're on the same page so that you know what you are expected to do by that particular set of readers.